Power 94 WJTT is the homie Big Tula, and you have entered the chat on Power 94, where every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, we focus on local athletes, local coaches, local programs, and a local perspective on hip-hop and sports. You have entered the chat, and Nick with the stats is an interview with Red Bank Football's Kobe Smith. Kobe Smith has entered the chat on Power 94.
What's going on, y'all? You have entered the chat with me and my guy Kobe Smith. I like to call him the Kobe of Red Bank Football. Man, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Man, you got committed to Duke. You played D end at Red Bank. You're stud on and off the field. You had offers from App State, Cincinnati, Memphis, Stanford, Vandy, etc., just to name a few. What led you to Duke over all the other offers you had?
I think one of the big things that stood out to me was really the education, but then I just also really loved the culture growing up there.
Definitely. And it's a prestigious school too. So you've got a good education coming your way, as well as a great football team that looked really promising last year. What position have they kind of talked to you about playing? Because I know you played a little bit of both linebacker and D end at Red Bank, but which one do you think you're going to focus on at Duke?
I think they're going to have me mostly D end once I get to Duke.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And you're going to be a stud at either position, whatever position you end up playing, you'll be a dominant force on that side of the ball. So did you, I don't know if you realize, but you are the first player since BJ Ragland, an offensive tackle back in 2020, to go to play on in college ball. He now plays at UTC. What's that like, knowing that you're one of the only guys to come out of Red Bank to go on to play college ball?
Oh, it's a big honor that I take. And I know, like, not many people get that opportunity, and I really take that to heart.
Definitely. And that's something that you can flex on other people as well. Be like, hey man, I'm going to Duke. You know, I'm one of the only guys out of Red Bank to go on to play the next level. So that's a huge honor and accomplishment on your end. So congratulations on that. What advice would you give the youth listening that want to get to where you're at right now?
Just keep your head down. You got to grind, and it's not going to be given to you.
Definitely, man. It's not that easy to get to Duke, or get, you know, academically or athletically get into Duke. And that's something that you did, which was unbelievable, especially coming from, I like that you're coming from a smaller local school than like a Baylor McCauley that are getting, you know, all the D1 recruits. You're coming out of Red Bank, which doesn't get too much love, but you're going to make a name. You're going to put Red Bank on the map, really. So I like that you're kind of that guy, you know. And what is that like, being that guy, that just knowing that you're going to be the one that is putting Red Bank on the map?
Oh, I take that very heavily. I mean, I've always been around Red Bank. I grew up in Red Bank. My mom was a teacher there since I was little. So I feel like I've always had that role of wanting to put Red Bank on the map. So I take a lot of pride in that.
Definitely, man. And what shout outs do you have? Do you have anybody that's really been by your side on this journey, that's really pushed you to your limits and gotten you to where you are now?
Oh yeah. First off, all glory to God. You know, when I am, can't do nothing. Shout out to my mom. She's been there since, you know, day one. Shout out to my dad. He's been amazing. Always guiding me through this. Shout out to my family. And of course, shout out Red Bank. You know, can't do it without the community.
Definitely, man. I went to a couple Red Bank games. You know, I live over in the area, so it was pretty convenient to come out and see a couple games. And you had a whole support system in the stands. I mean, you had your family, you had friends, everyone was chanting your name. How did that feel, just always having that support system behind you? Because they were there every game that I went to. They were there in the stands.
Oh, I mean, when you have that support system behind you, you feel like you can do anything.
Definitely, man. And hey, this last one's kind of a fun question for you. What song or artist motivates you on game day and gets you in that game day mood?
Oh, this one kind of new, but I've been listening to Baby Keah lately. You know, Baby Keah been getting me through the days.
Any particular song or just any of them?
Oh no, like any of them.
Any of them? Like, you just hit shuffle?
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
It seems like that's a common theme with athletes, is that you just go to the playlist and hit shuffle, which honestly, don't blame you, because that's what I do too. But hey man, I really appreciate you taking the time today answering some of these questions. Good luck at Duke, and we'll be watching your games from here, cheering you on.
Of course. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Have a good day.
You too.